You're back, SFS 21. Just talking about shit as it goes on and on. Now it's samurai time. A samurai reached behind his back to pull an arrow from the quiver. Knocked his arrow, then raised his bow over his head. He drew his bow while lowering his arrow to eye level. Japanese archery was difficult enough to master when standing still. Carrying along on a galloping horse made it even harder. Yoshintun probably didn't have much experience with war horses before he allied on the Hirazumi on the superb rider. Could guide a galloping stallion with his legs or voice while simultaneously shooting arrows. It didn't help that the small shaggy beast preferred by Japanese samurai were notorious for their bad attitudes. The most famous warhorse of Yokozuna's time was named Izuki. Named after bad-tempered biter. If firing arrows while trying to control a cranky stallion wasn't difficult enough, Yoshinu had to do it while wearing a helmet and armor, special Japanese armor, with the nice samurai swords. Samurai armor was made of plates and lacquer covered leather and metal that overlapped the roof tiles to protect against hailstorms of enemy arrows. The plates were laced together by leather thongs. For wealthy samurai, colorful silk cords. Samurai didn't carry a shield while on the horse's back, since they needed hands to draw their bow. Instead, they relied on the giant shoulder flaps. The flaps be pulled forward when riding into an onslaught of arrows from the enemy, but were rigged to fall back when the samurai lifted his arms to shoot. The samurai's chest armor had two pieces, a single panel tied to the warrior's right side and a three-sided wraparound panel that covered the rest of the samurai's torso. However, the bulky chest armor didn't fit close to the body and the weight of the pieces wasn't perfectly balanced. The armor tended to shift suddenly from side to side, especially if they were on fast-moving horses. Yoshinun, a slightly built young man wrestling with 40 to 60 pounds of armor, probably hit the dirt more than once. Of course, a samurai always carries his treasure, which is the legendary sword of samurai, the greatest battle sword of ancient time. A 12th century samurai's main weapon was his bow, but his sword offered the last line of defense. If he ran out of arrows or was knocked off his horse. Yet even as a backup weapon, the sword, the samurai sword, carried a symbolic weight more than a bow did. Weapons like bows and spears were also used for hunting in ancient Japan. The sword had a singular purpose: to end a human's life. At first, Yoshinun probably practiced with a wooden sword thought it lacked cutting edge. A wooden weapon could still break bones and wound flesh. Zhou Xunlong no doubt spent a great deal of time feeling like one aching bruise, but as his skills sharpened, he probably began practicing with a leal blade that he transitioned from wooden to a real blade to make the traditional samurai sword, the first one called the tashi, a long curved blade, severed, edged down and hung from the left hip. The tashi samurai sword would eventually develop into a katana, which is the classic samurai sword, lighter, shorter than the first one invented. The tashi, the katana, could be wielded in one hand or two, and because it was worn at the waist and severed, edged up rather than down, the downing of the katana could be turned into a powerful overhand strike. This was crucial. Sneak attacks were standard opening procedure for the samurai, and swiftly drawn sword could save the samurai warrior's life. Once the tashi, the first ever samurai sword, or the second, the katana, was drawn, its sharp tip could be used for stabbing in the most brutal way ever seen in humanity. However, the Japanese samurai sword was primarily designed to slash. The blade's graceful curve was an artistic statement. It was a deadly feat of engineering. The curve distributed the force of the samurai's strike along with the entire the razored edge of the samurai. A strong blow will sever a bone, even chopping it in half, opening gaping wounds that will strictly in seconds become fateful, as these swords would rip and cut bones in half. Modern experts now consider Japanese swords, the samurai swords, the finest blading weapons ever created. For the 12th century samurai, the first guy, Yoshinun, his sword was a very latest in dismemberment technology, as it was used to remove parts of any part of the body, even the strongest part. And this was back in the 20th century when the classic Japanese samurai sword was born. I've always been interested in samurai swords. I've seen one on eBay, the Red Dragon Sword of Samurai. Once I get enough money, I want to buy that and keep it as an artifact of my collection. It's such a great history and such a beautiful thing to look at. And obviously, yes, it's the most deadliest thing you could ever use on somebody. But the fact, the history of samurai, I am very interested in. And I've seen this Red Dragon Samurai, and it looks beautiful. Beautiful. I need it as an artifact, as a memorabilia, as a the ultimate ornament stuck on my wall so I can gaze at it all day like people gaze at a over £2,000 aquarium fish tank that they bought for themselves in their mansion. I could just do that, hang a nice samurai sword and look at that all day and practice with it all day. The favourite thing, I've already got a nunchuckers, which is legendary in memory of the great Bruce Lee, but samurai swords are the most effective war tool ever. Are the samurais, and they were the most brutal soldiers ever back in the days. They defeat the Romans, the Catholics, the fucking Vikings, the all Japanese with their samurai swords made by the great Yoshinun in 1139. Now you can pick up this information and pick up the series of samurai books and samurai comics. You just go to, you can either go to Amazon or you can go to an app called youreadbook.com and get a free trial, and the samurai comics on there. And I hopefully get a bundle of these comics and sell them. Obviously, I'm not going to be selling samurai swords. I'm going to be buying one for personal use. Now, this is the end of the SFS Podcast 22. Now, politely, fuck off.